The Federal Department of Health and Human Services sent an inspector general to audit Medi-Cal here in California. So they just wrapped up their study, their audit in Sacramento, and published a report a day or two ago. And there was a total of $46 billion in claims for health services paid by the Medi-Cal agency between January 1, 2007 to June 30th, 2008. And all this was under review. One thing interesting they found is that California Medi-Cal officials actually paid out $273,000 to health providers that claimed to have rendered care to 35 dead people. The report was issued yesterday, and it showed an unspecified number of health providers sought and received the $273,000 in services that they claimed to have given to patients who were already dead at the purported time of service. Well, obviously, California Medi-Cal had to respond to the federal government, so they said they're going to take action immediately. One thing, they're going to send money back to the federal government to cover the federal government's half of this, because Medi-Cal funding is done half from the state and half from federal funds. So they're going to send back about $137,000 to Washington, D.C., but they're going to do more. And I want you to know, that's why I'm talking about this morning, they're doing the right thing. One thing, Medi-Cal leaders said they've implemented systems now in place to stop payment for care rendered to dead people, which is good news. But also, they even went further, and I'm very touched by this. They described how they're going to deal now with these health providers that claim to help dead people get better. They said, and this is pretty harsh, I want you to hear this. They're really clamping down. Medi-Cal said that they're going to temporarily cut off Medi-Cal payment to caregivers who bill more than $50,000 for services to the dead. You think I'm making this stuff up? As unbelievable as it is real life.